And I'm Dan Friedell.
This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Hamas militants on Friday freed two Americans, Judah Renan and her 17-year-old daughter, Natalie, who are from suburban Chicago. They had been held hostage in Gaza since militants rampaged through Israel 2 weeks ago. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken says the pair, who also hold Israeli citizenship, were the first hostages to be released.
There are still 10 additional Americans who remain unaccounted for in this conflict. We know that some of them are being held hostage by Hamas, along with an estimated 200 other hostages held in Gaza.
In a State Department briefing, spokesman Matthew Miller was asked about the Catholic Patriarch of Jerusalem, who is offering himself as a hostage for Hamas to allow the others to be released.
Hamas should just release the innocent civilians that it's holding. There shouldn't be, it's not necessary to have any further negotiations. These are in many cases children, in some cases babies, and that Hamas just ought to release them.
Hamas said that it released them for humanitarian reasons and an agreement with the Qatari government. Relatives of other captives appealed for more to be freed. The release comes amid growing expectations of an Israeli ground offensive into Gaza and as authorities inched closer to bringing aid from Egypt to desperate Gazan families in hospitals. The White House on Friday released a sweeping set of proposals to bolster Israel and Ukraine in the midst of two wars, as well as and more for domestic defense, manufacturing, humanitarian assistance, and managing the influx of migrants across the U.S. border. It's expected to cost $105 billion. This is VOA News. The third time was not the charm for Ohio Republican Jim Jordan, hoping to become House Speaker. Shortly after he failed to achieve 217 votes for victory Friday, the Republicans booted him from further contention. More from VOA Steve Herman.
Three more Republicans voted against Jordan in the third round than in the second, prompting the acting Speaker, Patrick McHenry, to announce he has no one yet to pass the gavel.
No person having received a majority of the whole number of votes cast by surname, a speaker has not been elected. Pursuant to Clause 12A of Rule 1, the chair declares the House in recess, subject to the call of the chair.
The House has been paralyzed for more than 2 weeks since eight Republicans joined with Democrats in a historic vote to remove California Republican Kevin McCarthy as speaker. Steve Herman, VOA News, Washington.
Donald Trump has been now fined $5,000 after disparaging social media posts about a key court staffer in his New York civil fraud trial. It lingered on his campaign website for weeks after the judge ordered it deleted. The judge avoided holding Trump to the contempt, but he also reserved the right to do so and possibly even put him in jail if he continued to violate a gag order barring parties in the case from personal attacks on court staff. Nigerians are remembering those killed or detained in the 2020 protests against police brutality.
Many Nigerians are remembering the victims of the historic protests in 2020 against police brutality, with Amnesty International reporting that at least 15 of the protesters are still being detained and tortured. A group held a rally in Lagos to commemorate the third anniversary of the protests, while many online spoke about continuing abuses by the police. The protesters still detained or held illegally in prisons in Lagos, the rights group said Friday, as it listed all their names. Issa Sanusi, director of Amnesty International Nigeria, said an investigation by the group showed the, quote, Nigerian authorities' utter disdain for human rights. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.
And recapping our top story, Hamas militants on Friday freed two Americans, Judith Renan and her 17-year-old daughter, Natalie, who are from a suburb of Chicago, but also hold citizenship in Israel. There's more at VOAnews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.